Lesson 12.
Dear Bob, thank you for your letter. Your report about water pollution was very interesting. I'm also interested in the problem of water pollution. I'd like to tell you about a small lake in my city. The water in the lake was very clean about 30 years ago. There were a lot of fish and children could swim in the lake. But people stopped swimming there about 20 years ago because it became polluted. Now, the lake is still polluted and I want to make the lake clean again. But how? One day, I went to the city library and found two graphs. Look at graph A. We use COD to measure the degree of water pollution. A large COD means that there is much pollution in the water. A small COD means that the water is not so polluted. Graph A shows that there are three sources of water pollution in my city's lake: home, nature, and industry. From this graph, I found that home waste was the biggest source of water pollution of the three. Next, I'd like to tell you about five different kinds of waste: mayonnaise, milk, shampoo, soy sauce, and used cooking oil. These are used in homes every day, so I studied about them. Please look at graph B. It shows that cleaning waste needs a lot of water. 20 milliliters of milk needs one bathtub of water to make it clean enough for fish to live in. That's 300 liters of water. I think that's a lot of water. 20 milliliters of soy sauce needs 3 bathtubs of water. Mayonnaise needs more water than shampoo, and used cooking oil needs the most water of all. Now, what can we do at home to reduce water pollution? It's not so difficult. For example, we should eat all our food. We should not pour used cooking oil into the drain, and not use too much shampoo. I decided to write a report about how to reduce water pollution and tell my school friends about it. I hope we can enjoy swimming in the lake someday. Your friend, Masao.